Flash, a giant meteorite has just beat the traffic on Monroe Street. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter, Phil Lawrence.
And this is Phil Lawrence on Monroe Street. I can see the meteorite. It has plunged itself right in the center of the street. I have the city engineer here of Grand Rapids. Sir, could you make a statement?
Who's gonna pick up the pieces?
Could you tell me what you think the mayor and the city council will have to say? We now switch you back to Denny Johnson at Studio Central.
And this is Denny Johnson, and I have with me Dr. Sigmund Freud. Sir, could you tell me why these meteorites land here?
And make my mind.
Do you have anything to say to the radio audience? Thank you, Dr. Freud. We switch you now back to Phil Lawrence on Monroe Street.
This is Phil Lawrence back on Monroe Street. There seems to be mass panic and chaos. Sir, could you tell me, where are you going?
There's a place where men will go.
Bob Schinkeldorfer, our other reporter, is across the street, and he has a story to tell you.
Here's a story of the love I had.
That's not quite what I want to hear! Anyway, what was your first impression when you saw this meteorite coming down?
This is Denny Johnson. I'm now on Monroe Street with Phil. Phil, it seems to be cracking open. Can you see it?
It seems to be a giant mechanical man.
He's trying to say something, Phil. I'm going to go over and see what it is.
Good luck.
Sir, what's that?
The monster has just now grabbed Denny. Denny is yelling something. A spectator is yelling to Denny. Say, Denny, do you have an uncomfortable feeling?
That's right!
Got anything further to say?
What am I doing here?
Excuse me, miss. You are Mr. Johnson's fiancé, aren't you? What kind of man is he? Describe your feelings in this situation. Here's Bob Schinkeldorfer, our reporter from across the street. Bob, do you have anything to say to Denny's fiancé?
You go steady with me.
A giant mechanical man has just left the meteorite and is walking down Monroe Street screaming.
Look out, boys, there's a pedestrian in the truck.
This has just been another exclusive news coverage of this station. We return you now to our regularly scheduled programs.